Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story's been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way, and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 3rd of November, 2022. But until then, there's this. Number 14. The man who loved to make sweet, sweet music. Okay, so we all have urges. Sexual urges. And we all express our urges in very different ways. As a kid, our parents all tried to explain sex through the birds and the bees. A sugary dirge of how, when a mummy and a daddy love each other very much, they have certain urges. Which we all know is bullshit. As what really happened was, a mummy and a daddy met in Razzle's nightclub on a 2-for-1 cocktail night. They drank their body weight in Jaeger bombs and Lambrini. They got jiggy behind the Mucky Doo's bins. They made the beast with two backs and entirely forgot about each other. Until the day two lines on a pissy stick forced them to wed. And now, a screaming, shitting little sprog has ruined their life, their sleep, and their bank balance. Which is more truthful, but it's less catchy, I think. But what if you're a potential daddy, and you don't have a wannabe mummy? What if you're a daddy-to-be, but you like mummies of a very specific type? You see, not all men are monsters. Some men don't care whether a lady is black or white. Some like a bit of both, preferably like polka dots. Some men aren't after stick-thin waifs, with as much meat on the bone as a cast-off chicken wing licked dry by a ravenous mutt. Some men love a real woman, a big old heifer who weighs almost a ton owing to her sexy swinging udders. Oh yeah! And some men aren't willing to let little things get in their way of love, like hygiene, the law, the rantings of the RSPCA, and the overall disgust of an uncaring society who perceive him as some kind of pervert just because he's not a fan of human women. Let me take you back to a gentler time. Wednesday the 4th of September 2013. Was a lovely day for a stroll in a field for 61-year-old Paul Lovell of Enfield, North London. He'd had lunch. The sun was out. He was feeling sleepy. And in his own words, As he strolled through Archer's Wood, I decided to have a lie down and took my top off.
Hot.
As you can see, this is all very innocent, as Paul lay there dressed in just his shoes and his socks, with a can of Skol Lager in his hand, and in a Sainsbury's carrier bag were his clothes and an adult nappy. But when love came calling for Paul, it was impossible not to hear its sweet music. Sadly, this romantic moment between the IT consultant and his sweetheart Heifer was ruined by Lawrence Stephen, who, like a weirdo, was sat under a tree kissing his human girlfriend. When he spotted Paul trying to thrust his waist towards the cows and using his hands to get the cow's mouth towards his crotch. I mean, let's be honest here. None of us were privy to what happened prior. Maybe Paul had brought some flowers in the hope of getting frisky with this Frisian, to get hot and heavy with this Hereford, to arouse this Angus, to give some to a Galloway, or to spooge some British White on a British White. Either way, it wasn't going well, and as he clearly failed to get the consent to stick his red pole in a red pole, with her playing hard to get, the cow turned her back on him and his overexcited genitals. I mean, what's a man to do? He's been rejected, and the only English longhorn in that field was him. According to the witness, Lawrence Stevens, and his so-called girlfriend, who let's not forget was not an award-winning heifer, and she had zero prizes for milking and would never be turned into a leather jacket, as far as I know, they would state,
"He was then unsuccessful a number of times, going forward to a flock of sheep. I don't know what he was trying to do, but it seems sexual. It's not right to do that to animals, you know."
The disgusted couple then called the police, and Paul was taken to Edmonton Police Station. In his defence, Paul Lovell would state that he was only sleeping, that his pants were always on, that he was not interested in animals, and that,
"I can understand that someone from a long distance away would have wondered what was happening when I was trying to chase the sheep away from my location."
Which could be entirely true, as how many times as a kid did someone ask if we fancied someone, and we always replied, "Ugh, no, yuck," when actually we meant, "Oh yeah, I'd give anything to hang out with that Florida cracker, or get lewd with a Belgian blue." These are all cows, by the way. At his trial, held at Wood Green Crown Court, a rather rude jury, who clearly had never experienced a love like this before, and thank God, as there's no worse sight than a field full of cementals dripping in a randy bloke's manspaw, they all fell about into uncontrollable fits of giggles and had to be told off by the judge. Paul Lovell was given a 4-month sentence suspended for outraging decency by trying to commit sexual acts with an animal in public places. And probably for being a bit slutty with a cinnipole.
Oh yeah!
That's also a cow. The Daily Inch returns tomorrow. And of course, your regular episodes of Murder Mile return on Thursday the 3rd of November, or 3 days earlier via Patreon. Thank you.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.